This is Wendy Powell, your Wildcat Extension Livestock Production Agent. Spring is always a great time for horse owners. The days are longer, and warmer temperatures are starting to make their appearance. With these changes come green grass. As your horse begins to transition from hay to fresh green grass, there are some important considerations. The American Association of Equine Practitioners define laminitis, or founder, as the inflammation of the laminae in the horse's foot. Laminae are the delicate accordion-like tissues that attach to the inner surface of the hoof wall to the coffin bone, the bone in the foot. This sensitive laminae interlock with insensitive laminae lining in the hoof, much like interlocking fingers to keep the coffin bone in place within the hoof. They go on to state, a horse suffering from laminitis experiences a decrease in blood flow to the laminae, which will in turn begin to die and separate. The final result is hoof wall separation, rotation of the coffin bone, and extreme pain. Veterinarians and nutritionists have known for some time that plants store energy in their seeds in the form of starch that can cause laminitis if the horse is introduced to grain too quickly or eats too much grain. Only recently have researchers discovered that grasses not only store their energy in their seed heads, but also in their roots, stems, leaves, as fracton. If during warm spring daylight hours, rapidly growing grass produces more energy than it needs, then the plant will store the excess as fracton. The fracton is converted back to energy that's required for growth at night or on cloudy days. One of the most common causes of founder can be the presence of lush grass in horse pasture. In these cases, the sugar fractons produced by rapidly growing grass stimulates an overgrowth of bacteria in the horse's large intestine. The bacteria produce and release toxins that are carried by the bloodstream to the foot, where they can cause damage to the laminae and small blood vessels. To avoid grass founder, keep your easy keepers and ponies off lush, fast-growing pastures until the grass has slowed down in growth and produced seed heads. Graze your horses on pastures containing high percentages of legumes, such as alfalfa or clover, as they don't contain sugar fracton. Avoid grazing horses on pasture that have been grazed very short during the winter. Keep crusty-necked, overweight horses in the stall or paddock until the pasture's rate of growth has slowed. Then introduce them to the pasture slowly. Another way to avoid grass founder is to allow the horse to fill up on hay before turning out to grass for a few hours. If your horse does end up foundering, a good working relationship between your veterinarian and a farrier can in many cases treat founder successfully. Putting together a solid working plan before grass becomes lush can go a long ways in prevention. For more information on other livestock topics, give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.